Today we are celebrating the feast of a great apostle, Cephas, the feast of Saint Bartholomew, the apostle to the Indies. And as with every apostle, we commemorate the special virtue particular to the apostle, and this virtue is that of zeal for God, zealous daily. And to us, at times when we peruse the life of the saints, when we study their actions and everything they accomplished, at first sight, this zeal that they had seems to us somewhat a mysterious thing. For example, we take Saint Bartholomew, one man, Saint Bartholomew by himself goes to the Indies, and he converts a nation, a pagan nation, an idolatrous nation, by himself, and he does so much work in so little time. Now, for us, this is astounding. This is a wonderful thing. This is miraculous. This is mysterious. How does one man do so much in so short a time? But if we look a little more closely at this zeal that they have, it is not so mysterious. In fact, if I did it something all of us here know very well. For zeal is nothing but love. But it is a strong love. It is a burning love. It is a love that is on fire. That is zeal. And we do know it well. Be not surprised if I tell all of you that you are all very zealous. You all have zeal. For all of us, without exception, know how to love. We know what love is. It is inseparable from our nature. It is innate. It is inborn in us. God created us in the flesh. You cannot tell but love something. So we always love something intensely. And so we are zealous. We are zealous lovers. And we at least love ourselves. And some of us may be zealous or lovers of power, of honor, prestige. Some of us love money. But all of us love something. We are all zealous for something. In fact, not a day, not an hour goes by, not a moment goes by that you do not think about yourself. How to, in some way, please yourself, to give yourself power, honor, prestige, all those things. And sometimes it happens that we love ourselves so much that we leave no room for others, no room to love another. Sometimes I once was teasing a young man concerning matrimony. I thought he's been dating for some time, and I asked this young man if he were ever going to marry, or if he would simply remain a bachelor all his life. And I went on to tell him that, you know, I'm not worried about it. I know you will never marry. Nothing you need to worry about, because in order to marry someone, you have to love someone. You have to love another. And you cannot, because you're already in love. You already love someone. And that is yourself. You love yourself so much that you can't possibly marry somebody because there's no room for another love. And it's true with all of us. In a certain sense, we could apply this to the love of God. We, in a sense, love. We are zealous lovers, but maybe not for God. We love ourselves, and so there's very room for the love of God. Now, Saint Bartholomew, the apostles, all the saints, They were no different than any of us here. They were very, very human. They all had human hearts. They all loved. In fact, they loved intensely. That's why they were such great saints. The saints were intensely human. And that they had an enormous capacity to love. And that's why, but that's why they became great saints. But they, but these saints, in Barthes, these saints, the apostles, they had a change of heart. They had a change of heart, a change of love. What do I mean by a change of heart? We, all of us here, none of us here with us, are born into this world without a sin, a terrible sin. That is original sin. All of us here are born with sin in our soul, and it brings with it a zeal, but a disordered zeal. Messed up. It is a over zeal, an overzealous love for ourselves. And so, these saints, in Bartholomew, all the saints, redirected this love for themselves, and they redirected it. They redirected this love towards God. They changed their love, so they had a change of heart. And what happens when you redirect this love? We become zealous for God. And this becomes a contagion, a burning fire. And it becomes hot. And it spreads, it's contagious. It's powerful. And this is why the saints did what they did. God gives this love a special power. We have love, but it is a natural thing. We can only do so much with it. But when we have a love for God, God takes that gift and changes it into an enormous power that can move so much, that can shake the world, that can move men. And this is the power that shook hell in all of its power. King John Vianney. That's why the devil said that if there are any more of you, my kingdom would be conquered. Now, Holy Mother Church is in a terrible time. She is suffering terribly. Like no other time have we seen in the history of the Church. The time is ours. It's a terrible time. And she desperately needs a zealous soul. She needs zealous souls. And especially that she needs our souls to be zealous souls. Now always there is the need of zealous souls. But there are very few that have remained faithful to our Lord. We know that after Vatican II, the Holy Mother Church has been decimated, has been torn to shreds. And so we are all that is left. Your children are all that is left. We are it. You can't depend on somebody else to pass on your faith. You can't depend on somebody else to be zealous for the love of God, to spread the faith. You can't expect that there will be some other apostle. That's all we have. If we don't do it, nobody's going to do it. And Holy Mother Church needs us to step up and to be zealous lovers of God. Now, Catholics today are tainted with what I would call a negative Catholicism. Especially the Catholics, a certain negative Catholicism. And that it is a Catholicism that is without conviction and without zeal. It is empty. And it is short-lived and runs in this way. That I am a Catholic, and therefore I have certain things I must do. I have to go to Mass at least once in the week. I have to certain things I can't do. I can't go here or there. I can't say this or that. I can't wear this or that. I can't watch this. I can't watch that. It's very negative. It's a negative Catholicism. It is a Catholicism of restriction. And if we look at it that way, they're going to be very short-lived. Our children will never keep the faith. Why would they ever be attracted to something like that? Everybody else is doing it, and they can do it. So this negative Catholicism promotes weak faith, if anything. And in the end, if he comes, it goes shipwreck. The children will lose their faith. We have to promote a positive Catholicism, a positive spirituality, which runs this way. I've been given a great gift. I am a chosen friend of our Lord in this day and age. I have a faith, and very few can be counted to have a faith today. I have this gift, not given to anybody else for some reason. Mysterious, it's been given to me, and I can do a lot with it. And look what I can do. I don't care to do those things that are not permitted, illicit. Because my mind is on higher things. I have great things to do. I have wonderful things to accomplish. I could raise a family, a good Catholic family. I could become a priest. I could become a sister. I could do so much for the church. I could work for the church. I could influence others. But I have a whole lifetime to give this gift back that God has given me. I have to be grateful for what I've received. And this is a positive spirituality. It is appreciative. It is one full of zeal. It is one that is full of meaning, not empty. To bring about a zealous Catholic, in what one has described, we need a Catholic family. We need Catholic families. If we don't have the Catholic family, we will not have the Catholic children. And if we don't have children, we will not have future good Catholic families. We will not have zealous priests, and we won't have zealous sisters, and the church will become, again, weak. And our children will lose their faith. To find a mass will be the mass will become a scarcity. And so we need good Catholic families. Now, what are the requirements of a Catholic family? First of all, the parents. The foundation for the family is the parents. If the parent has not the zeal of God, doesn't have the spirit, positive spirituality, the spirit of the faith, if the parent does not place God first, the children will not have the faith. They will not adapt, but they won't have a strong faith. They won't have a zealous faith. You can't give what you don't got. It's a common thing. You can't give what you don't got. And so parents can't give the faith if they don't have it. So it has to start with the parents. Now, how do we know if we're bringing up our families in the correct fashion? How do we know that we have a zealous family? That we're doing our job? Well, I'll make a little checklist, something we can use to determine our attachment to Christ, our zeal for God. First of all, docility towards your pastor. Following the counsel of your priest, your bishop, doing what they tell you to do, especially what you hear from here, from the pulpit. When your priest gets up every Sunday and tells you what to do, what not to do, what to avoid, what to pray, how to pray. We have to listen. Christ is not here on earth. Christ is not here telling you what to do. We're not Protestants. We're not illumined from on high. Christ left his representatives here on earth. He left us with priests. Secondly, Catholic education. Public school is not a choice. If you are sending your children to public school, you are failing miserably in your duty as a parent. Thirdly, the avoidance of the occasions of sin and dangers to the faith, primarily immoral television, movies, and evil company, especially for your children. And fourthly, a prayer life, a Catholic prayer life in the home, a steady diet, which consists of primarily the daily recitation of the rosary with the family, morning night prayer, and spiritual reading. Now, if any of these four things be lacking in the home, I guarantee you that the family will have a shipwreck. It will not last. The faith will not grow. The children will have weak faith. And they will have that artificial spirituality, that negative Catholicism, The religion for them will be a sideshow, empty, and they will have no desire whatsoever for vocation. It's something we didn't mention, think about or talk about, the priesthood or the sisterhood. And so these things, let's say, are prerequisites for good standing. Now, something I want to draw your attention to, and that is with regard to our own society. Americans especially are and have been infected seriously with a disease. And this disease is this overzeal. This overzeal for self. That is, this misdirected love for self. Therefore, forgetting to love another, especially God. You might say a certain selfishness. And Americans are affected with this seriously. And you might say the primary reason is the wealth of our country. We are a very prosperous, wealthy country. We all know that. And it does have its advantages. We can do a lot of good with it, but it does have certain disadvantages. And one of the disadvantages is that it causes a lot of materialism. And when a society, when we become materialistic, we easily lose our vision of the higher things in life, and vision of the supernatural. And when we become immersed in the material things, we soon lose sight of heaven. And this is a terrible disease. It's a terrible disease. And it infects especially the Catholic youth. And if we have this materialism, it's hard for us to rise above these material things and to have, you might say, have a desire and esteem for the things of God, for the things of the church. If, for example, we returned in 1929, the Great Depression, if for some reason we returned to the early martyrdom of the Christians, things would change very much in your life. All of your life would change drastically. You would think very differently. You would have different thoughts. Your conversations would be different. You would all be changed people. You would suddenly become worried about if an edict went out, if there was a persecution taking place. Either you would abandon your faith, or you would become worried about that. Now our country has been living in this wealthy situation, in a very comfortable situation for some time. We're used to it. It's our life. So we're used to a life of comfort, a life of ease. And especially the youth, the younger generation. And so they don't think about the things of heaven. It's impossible. So we need a change of heart. We desperately. We need a change of heart. We need to redirect this love, this zealous love, this zeal that we have for ourselves, and we must direct this zeal to God, toward God. We have to have room for God in our soul. And should we have this zeal, it will infect our children. They will grow up with a different attitude, with a change of heart. So let us pray to St. Bartholomew and all the saints, and Our Lady especially, to grace us with this change of heart. It's an attitude. It's a whole mindset. It's not going back and saying, okay, we're going to say a prayer today. No, it's a mindset. It's a whole different view of life. It is simply to set your priorities in order. It is to place God in the pedestal of your soul. To place Him in the pedestal of your family. God comes first. God comes first, and everything else comes after. So pray to Our Lady that she give us this grace, and that she will bless our families with His zeal, and this way we shall all see each other happily in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.